I really believe it'll make a difference in your life if you'll commit yourself to every service of this revival and say, I'm just going to be here in the presence of the Lord, listening for Him to speak to me. Amen. I have utmost confidence and appreciation for the Martin family. I know you do too. And we support their mission work. But beyond that, we just appreciate their ministry to the body of Christ, wherever they're at. And I just want to turn the service to them right now. Let's open our hearts. Amen. Why don't we make them feel welcome this morning? Could we do that? Amen.
Praise God, and good morning, everyone. My, it's wonderful to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? Amen. In the Father's house. Praise God. Love to be with my brothers and sisters in the Father's house. Praise God. It's a pleasure and a privilege for us to be able to be here. Thank you, Brother Hurst, for this invitation to come and be and share this time of revival with you. Amen. We're anticipating the Lord's presence and His touch in a special way. And I also want to echo the sentiments of Brother Hurst, but maybe with even more passion and meaning, how grateful I am to have my dad, my aunt, my cousin. Amen. It's not very often that this happens. They were able to be in service together just every once in a while, great distances between. But I was telling him, boy, it's going to mean a lot to have them here praying with us and for us and believe in God. Amen. But I'm so thankful. I appreciate the attitude and just the anticipation in the hearts of you people as you've been preparing your heart and seeking the Lord for revival. Amen. And I agree with Brother Hurst said, I wish I had heard your message last Sunday night or whenever it was. Amen. That God gives revival to those that are hungry. I believe that. Amen. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for your hospitality and just everything, but keep your heart open.
Yes.
Would you let the Lord help you tonight, today, like He really wants to? I believe He wants to, and I'm looking forward to it. Praise God. Worship the Lord. We'll quote some scripture, and then and we'll sing a song here this morning. Praise God. Psalm 145. Amen.
I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee. And I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're worthy today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we are so glad to be here with you this morning. And we feel honored to be in this revival with you.
Praise God.
We believe that God's going to do a mighty work this morning. You can already feel it in your heart.
Amen.
You're ready for revival. The word revival, revive means recharge, rekindle, renew, reawaken.
Amen.
And that's what we want to do in our hearts. That's what God wants to do in our hearts this week. I thought of recharge our spiritual life. He wants to recharge us to where we can go on until he comes. Rekindle our spiritual fire. He wants you to be hot and on fire for him.
Yes.
Renew our spiritual vision. He wants your eyes to be opened to the truths of his word.
Yes.
And reawaken our spiritual passion for Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, if he does all that this week, we're going to go away from this revival feeling like a brand new person.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
I'm hungry to see what God is going to do for us this week. We just want to be here to help you in any way we can. I do want to challenge you that I want you to write down 2 to 3 things in your life that you've been praying about. 2 or 3 things that you feel like are impossibilities that you know it's going to take God to do. And we want to believe God with you. And I want to challenge you every day to take this to God in prayer and say, Lord, this is what I need in this revival. I need this in my life. God is able to work in mighty ways in your life this week. We're hungry for more.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Lord, my soul is hungry and thirsty within, for I'm not satisfied with where I have been. This feeling inside me, I just can't ignore. Lord, I am hungry for more.
I am hungry for more. Hungry for more of you. Like never before. I'm hungry for more of you.
Hallelujah. Would we just lift our hearts to the Lord this morning, acknowledging and confessing our need of Him. The recognition that every good thing comes from Him. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. So much appreciate this opportunity to sit at the table with you. Praise God. Nothing like fellowship with God's people, is there? Amen. Around the table of the Lord. But I just want to also say, just with special appreciation, how I appreciate today, Brother Leitner. Amen. I'm looking for him. I know I saw him. There he is. Okay, I was up here on the second row a while ago. So good to see him. Amen. Be with him again. I appreciate my minister brethren, Brother Begley. Amen. His family. God bless you folks. Good to see you. The crews. Amen. My, I just tell you, it just, it's wonderful. Amen. And I solicit and invite, amen, your prayers and that God will have His way. Amen. And work through us in this revival, and I'm excited about it. Praise God. If you'll be turning with me this morning in your Bibles to the book of Revelation, I believe in the last days the Lord has a word to say to His church. I believe the Lord has a word to speak to our hearts. Amen. How many of you believe that one of the, if I were to take a poll today of if the scripture I'm getting ready to quote is one of your favorites, I wonder what kind of result we'd get. I just want to see it, okay? I'm going to quote a portion of the scripture. It's not the full verse, but where the scripture says, "For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." How many of you would count that one of your favorite verses? All across the congregation. One of your favorite. I'm not saying it has to be the favorite, but isn't that a powerful comfort? Isn't that a powerful reminder of the love that God has for us and the constancy of that devotion that He has for us? My, I tell you what, I am thrilled with that. Amen. I've drawn comfort from that many, many times. Amen. As the scripture goes on to say there in Hebrews 13, so that we may boldly say, amen, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man will do to me. Praise God. Because we count upon the abiding presence of the Lord. I believe that is a significant factor in that secure relationship that we have with the Lord. There is a bond of love and affection that we have because we have His promise and His covenant. I will never leave you. I'm not walking out on you. Woo! Glory to God. But you know what? It's a mighty thin coin that doesn't have two sides. There's another side to that coin. I'd like for you to read it with me here in Revelation 2, verse number 1. Revelation 2 and verse number 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent. And do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Hallelujah. I'd like to preach this morning about the return to our first love. Father, I love you today, and I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for this precious pastor and family. I thank you for the burden and the vision, Lord, that is grown, Lord, in this heart and soul, the anticipation that has been spread abroad. And, Lord, the whole church, Lord, have heard many comment, Lord, about their anticipation, their prayerful, Lord, preparation for this revival. And, Lord, I believe that you are working even this morning, and I pray that you would, Lord, you said you'd not leave us. You'd not forsake us. And Lord, your heart looks over us and with godly jealousy, Lord, you look upon us and you desire, Lord, that bond of relationship to be what it ought to be. Lord, to have the prominence and the dominance in our lives. Lord, the preeminence, hallelujah, the priority of our life would be our love relationship with you. Lord, we'll give you glory and praise for it and how you accomplish that and bring us to this altar today, Lord, with faith and assurance in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you as you're seated this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Several things have been mentioned even here this morning as Brother Brian was talking about Mary, who desired to be at the feet of Jesus, hearing his word. Amen. Hungering for him. The relationship with him. Amen. Is of such nature. You know, in the scriptures, it was to the church of Ephesus that Paul wrote. And there are several things that are mentioned there about that. But it talks about we are accepted in the beloved. We're talked about that he's called us that we would be blameless before him in holiness and love. Amen. That there would be such an experience of fervency of love for God and with God. Amen. It's wonderful to know, amen, that the Lord said, I won't leave you. Can it be any wonder, amen, that he with a grieved spirit looks upon a church that though they were busy, amen, though the individuals in it, amen, were busy and patient and determined and truthful and many other things, but he drove to the very heart. Amen. May I say this morning, amen, that the heart of revival is a revival of the heart. Praise God. Amen. We're not here just to try to pump you and prime you to be more active than you already are, because you're one of the most active I've ever seen. Amen. It's not so much that I think that, you know, I see big faults, amen, that I'm going to point out, boy, you need to straighten up here. Amen. But what I feel in my spirit in prayer and preparation for this service today, amen, as the Lord says, I see past, amen, all the activity, and I see the real motive, and I see the real experience, I see the real attitude of the heart, and I want to make sure that there's that bond of relationship with me. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. There's nothing more painful than the alienation of affection. Oh, the pain and the heartache that comes in families and things where there's an alienation of affection and there's a competitive, amen, there is, let me just put it this way, there's the competition of other loves, amen, that come into play, amen. There are different things that truly, amen, bring. But let me just say this morning, amen, that there is, amen, this departure from the first love. Jesus spoke here to the church at Ephesus, and will not take time to preach all that could be preached by any means, don't have the ability. And I just want to say, amen, right here, how grateful I am that you are blessed with the pastor that you're blessed with. Man, a pastor that preaches the word of God to you, amen, how thankful. And I just really feel humbled to be standing behind the same pulpit, amen, as Brother Clifford Hurst. He's always been one of my ones that I appreciate, his ministry. And so I by any means don't plan to probably tell you anything that you haven't heard from probably couched in better terms and better ways by him. But I do pray that the Lord would speak to your heart this morning. Amen. The departure from the first love. You'll notice something here. Amen. That it is a forsaking. The departure from the first love is not a, biblically speaking, it's not a loss. It's a leave. He didn't say you lost. And that's a common thing that we often say. You know, they just lost their first love. No, they didn't lose it. They left it. They left it. A leaving. Oh, I tell you what. Now do you see where I'm coming at? From where I started with that verse, Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. But his heart is so pained. Amen. As he looks at this church. Amen. That though they're busy and though even for his name's sake, they are constantly reaching out and doing all they can. But he said, I have this against you, that you have left that first love. You have left that priority. You have left, amen, that experience, not just, amen, the initial love, but that priority love, amen, not just the initial of, you know, some people say, well, I just wish I could go back to where I just first saved. You know, you can't ever go back there. I mean, that experience, and you're growing, and there's you've learned more and so forth. But I'm simply saying that the concept and the idea is first in rank. Amen. One. Amen. That deserves the utmost attention. That everything else must fall. Amen. Down the line somewhere. But Jesus is first and Lord of all. It's not a harsh thing, but it's a forsaking. A forsaking. Just one step at a time. One small decision at a time. One disobedience at a time. A departure. A leaving. A forsaking. Oh my. Oh my. When we consider what the true essence in many vows, and I know people don't say the same kind of vows as they used to in some respects. But one of the primary elements, amen, in which, amen, the marriage vows are given, that forsaking all others, I will keep only to this one. Forsaking all other, amen. I'll tell you, there are three primary competing affections, amen, in your life. There's the love of self. There's the love of self. Jesus said, if you're going to come after me, you must hate your own life. You must hate, not in the sense that you abuse and mistreat, amen, and even to suicide. That's not what he's talking about. But he's saying, in comparison for your fervent love for me, amen, it's like you are willing to take sides continuously, amen, to please me instead of please yourself, amen, a desire, the competing love of self. My brothers and sisters, today, have you abandoned, amen, that relationship with Christ because you're more concerned about what pleases yourself and one little step at a time, amen, turning away, not necessarily immediately slamming the door and running, amen, as fast as you can away, but one little step at a time, a forsaking. There's also the love of the world. The scripture says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father's not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, amen, is of the world, not of the Father. My friend, let me tell you today, amen, the Lord woos unto his church today and says, is there a secret love for the world and its ways and its attitudes and its value system, amen, to emulate, amen, those that are that are determined, amen, to go opposite of God? Is there a desire to say, I want what God pleased with? I want to honor and please the Lord. Also mention is made in the Word of God of the love of money. The love of money that's the root of all evil, the greed, amen, that causes people to violate their consciences and compromise basic Bible convictions, amen, because of the bottom line of what it's going to profit them financially. I want to tell you something, amen, those are little choices we make, amen, step by step, day by day, amen, but oh, God is calling us, amen, this departure, amen, it is a forsaking. It's furthermore, it is a forgetting. It's a forgetting. To depart from the first love has to include, amen, a blocking out, amen, a blocking out of the remembrance of the things that God has done for us. When I look in the Word of God and I see where Jesus brought forth, you know, Jesus at the Simon's house and the woman came behind him and broke the alabaster box, was weeping her tears, amen, and so forth. And To whom much is forgiven, the same will love much. What have we forgotten about all that God has done? Oh, are you here this morning? Amen. And you've departed from the Lord. The Lord, I'm not accusing everybody. I'm not accusing anybody for that matter. Amen. I'm just saying this is the burden I feel on my heart. The Lord is driving for our heart. And he's saying it's a forgetting. It's a forgetting. You have to block out all that God has done for you. Amen. In order to depart from him. It's also a falling. Scripture says, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. It's not without significance that the Bible speaks about Adam and Eve fell. They fell. Adam, by transgression, fell. It was a falling to turn away from that abiding relationship that they had the opportunity for. Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Amen. There was a falling. Oh, how many of you like to fall? Any of you ever fell? Have any of you ever fallen? You kids, well, I don't see how they keep from falling on some of these things that these kids try to ride and everything, you know. The ripstick and whatever else, you know. All these kind of things, you know, bicycles, motorcycles. I mean, all sorts of things. Just walking. I've fallen so many times myself. It's not funny. It's not funny to fall. Some people make a joke out of it, but that's not, I want to tell you something. God never intended for you, amen, to be in a fallen state. Amen. The scripture repeatedly talks about those who walk uprightly. Amen. Before the Lord. Amen. The scripture speaks of that in a not only a literal sense, but also a figurative sense. It's God's design and God's plan. Amen. That we walk uprightly. Amen. But that forsaking of the first love. Amen. That leaving through neglect, the preoccupation, the independence. Amen. I can do it on my own. How many families have broken apart because of that independent spirit? Amen. I don't need her. I don't need him. I've got my checking account. He's got his. Amen. I do my job. He does his. Amen. We see each other. We wave to one another. Amen. We say hi. Amen. Maybe live under the same roof, but there's not that bond and connection. I'm telling you what, God doesn't want that. Amen. With his church, he wants a church that doesn't just come in and say, "Howdy, Lord. Here I am from Sunday morning." But he's looking for somebody that has a heart. Amen. That's open to him and a heart that desires him. You know, I believe it's significant. The little word jealous and jealousy is applied to God over and over and over. I'll just read three instances of it. Exodus 20 and 5. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. Exodus 34:14, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Joshua 24:19, and Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. Wow. How many of us think of God as a jealous God? Most of us, we think of jealousy. We equate it with envy and a negative thing. But every time in the scriptures here, it talks about the jealous spirit of jealousy that would come upon a husband. Amen. There would suspicion that his wife was being unfaithful. And God made plans and provisions whereby there would be a test given to prove whether or not his jealousy was founded or not. Amen. But the indication is, amen, that God is justified in jealousy. What am I trying to say? Amen. He looks, amen, he will not tolerate rivalry. He won't tolerate. Amen. It's not God's plan, amen, for a man to have more than one wife. Because it creates that sense of jealousy and so forth. I want to tell you, my friend, amen, I know we have instances of it in the Word of God, but from the beginning it was not so. Amen. That's why Jesus replied to that kind of stuff. Amen. But the point I'm trying to make is this. There is a fear of being displaced. And God says, I know that I'm the only God. Amen. I'm the one that gave my life for you. And there is is a God. Amen. Paul describes it in the New Testament as he talked to the church that he was writing to. He said, I've espoused you to one husband. And he said, I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy. I don't want to see you moved away to any other lover. Amen. I want you to love Jesus Christ supremely. Oh, my friend, let me tell you, young people, hallelujah. Amen. There can be, amen, not just the departure from the first love, but in the same airport, there are departures and arrivals. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can come back. Glory to God. You may have departed. You may have left that first love, but God's calling on you to come on back, to get on back. How can I get back? How can I get back on track? How can I do it? Well, we have the simple reminder here in the Word of God. He said, remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen. Take time, hallelujah, to recall. Take time to remember those experiences in the presence of God. Some of you here this morning may have never had a close experience with Jesus Christ. Amen. And you say, well, I don't really have anything to call back to memory. I never experienced it. Let me just remind you what God intended. Was revealed in the Garden of Eden as Adam and Eve walked with God in the cool of the day, and God communed with them and God talked with them, and there was that bond of unity and love there. Hallelujah. God wants you to have that, and you can have it through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. But there's some of us here this morning that you can look back on a time when there was a bond of closeness. There was a devotion. There was a dedication. There was not a compromise. Amen. With sin. There was not a compromise. Amen. Oh, I'll tell you what. Amen. I ran across some things here the other day. Amen. I trust may be a challenge. It says, when my delight in the Lord is no longer as great as my delight in someone else, I've left my first love. Scripture says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. When my soul does not long for times of rich fellowship in God's word or in prayer, I've left my first love. Oh, my friend. Amen. Do you stand here saying, when my thoughts during leisure moments do not reflect upon the Lord, I have left my first love. The Bible says we're to love God with all of our mind. Amen. When I claim to be only human and easily give in to those things I know displease the Lord, I've left my first love. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do what pleases me. When I do not willingly and cheerfully give to God's work or to the needs of others, I've left my first love. When I cease to treat every Christian brother as I would the Lord, I have left my first love. He said, is this new commandment I've given to you that you love one another as I have loved you? When I view the commands of Christ as restrictions to my happiness rather than expressions of His love, I've left my first love. When I inwardly strive for the acclaim of this world rather than the approval of the Lord, I've left my first love. When I fail to make Christ or His words known because I fear rejection, I've left my first love. When I refuse to give up an activity which I know is offending a weaker brother, I've left my first love. When I become complacent to sinful conditions around me, I've left my first love. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Oh, God, help us in 2014. Amen. Oh, I don't want the Lord to say, amen, you've departed. But I want to remember, amen, those experiences. I want to remember, amen, that dedication. I want to remember that level of commitment and obedience that pleased the Lord. Hallelujah to God. And not trifle with that relationship. Remember, and then repent. He said, remember and repent. Repent to acknowledge. You know, sometimes I've dealt with people, and probably you have too, that have left the Lord and the hurt that has caused family and whatever else to, but seemed like there was a denial, there was a you know, just a callousness and a harshness. And some have said, it's no big deal. But it's like someone described, amen, the effects of repentance, amen, or the work of repentance. He said it's like taking an onion and peeling it down one layer at a time. What happens to your eyes, your tear ducts? The deeper you go, the easier the tears flow. You know what? Every one of us could sit here this morning on this Sunday morning so smug and say, doesn't apply to me. Oh, brother so-and-so should have been here this morning to hear this. Sister so-and-so. But I'll tell you how I feel about it this morning. Feel the Lord say, why don't you peel it on down? What about this? What about that? What about that word you said? What about that look that came across your face? What about that hasty decision? What about that? Amen. And you say, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. Lord, forgive me. I've wounded you. Oh, I tell you what, one of the most difficult things, amen, in all my life is to look across and see that precious wife that I married over 34 years ago. And then I see how maybe a hasty response or an unthoughtful word, amen, and see that cloud of hurt that comes into her eyes. And I see, God, look what I did. Amen. I want to tell you what, can I think that way toward the Lord? Can I have such a consciousness that I'm living in His presence, that everything I'm doing in front of His face. Everything I'm doing, every word I'm saying right to His face. Oh, God, help us this morning to come to a place of brokenness and a humility. It says, God, start the revival, but let it start with me. Open up my eyes. Amen. Help me, Lord, to see. And then there can be, amen, a restoration. He said, and do the first works. There can be a repeating. There can be, amen, not that you can go back and undo all the hurts and everything. But I'm saying when it comes to our relationship with the Lord said, let's start over. Let's start over. How do you start over? Amen. One of the sweetest ways, amen, of developing that love relationship is spending time. Amen. Amen. You can spell love in another four-letter word, T-I-M-E. Spending time in His presence. Amen. What does love consist of? Amen. There's a lot we can talk about. Amen. But one of them is listening. Talking. Touching. Glory to God. I'll tell you what, God wants to bring you to a new relationship with Himself. Glory to God. He's reaching out for you. Amen. Are you willing to listen to Him? He's listening for you. Are you willing to talk to Him? Amen. He's ready to listen. Amen. He's wanting to talk back to you. Glory to God. The communication that He wants there to be restored. Listen, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter how good looking you are this morning. Amen. We're blessed that you dressed and came to church and look as presentable as you can. But I want to tell you something. What the Lord is looking for is your heart. And He said, I want to do a revival. I want to bring you up close to me. I want to feel your embrace, and I want you to feel mine. Hallelujah. You can have it this morning. The Lord spoke to Peter and said, Simon, Simon, lovest thou me more than these? That's a whole message in itself, but the thought was this. The Lord was questioning the level of His love. He wondered if He had agape. That didn't pan out. And just finally just says, Lord, you know my heart. You know the level of my love. It's not what it ought to be. It's not where it ought to be. Oh, I wonder what's the level of our love this morning. Amen. Would you say, I want a reviving in my first love for the Lord. I want there to be that bond of closeness. I want everything and anything, any attitude, any disposition, any word, any activity, whatever it is in my life that is compromising that experience of first love. Amen. The Lord said to this church at Ephesus, amen, if you overcome that lack of the first love, if you overcome, amen, that, he said, I'll tell you what I'll give you. I'll give you a right to eat of the tree that's in the midst of the paradise of God. I'll restore to you that relationship like Adam and Eve had in the garden of fellowship with the Lord. Ah, my friend, let me tell you today, amen, God longs for that with you. He doesn't want to stand there lonely this morning wondering where you are. He said, you left. You made choices that distanced you between in you, but aren't you glad for his heart of love, his readiness to forgive? Amen. The reason he calls us to repent is because he's willing to forgive. Praise God. He calls us to repent and turn around. Amen. Because he has a heart. Amen. Though we've wounded him, though we have slighted him, yet he is waiting the penitent child to receive. Amen. Oh, my friend, today, amen, he's calling to you this morning. Would you stand with me today? Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Ooh, hallelujah. 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 There's some here this morning, I don't doubt it a bit, that you're very much aware of that place where you stepped off of that path where you were walking with the Lord. And maybe you've excused it like the pilgrim did, Christian and Pilgrim's Progress, that thought it looks like it's running right close by. I'm not deviating much. But only to find that before long there was a sharp turn, distanced quicker and faster. There's some of us here this morning that you know what day that was, that you deliberately chose to look the second time at something you shouldn't be looking at. You know when you allowed that root of bitterness to start growing in your heart, that ever since then your prayer time hadn't been near the like it used to be. You remember when you said that angry word or string of words that left people hurting around you. Maybe you've tried to justify it over and over again, but you this morning are conscious of the fact that it's affected you. You're not where you need to be with the Lord. Somebody's here today that needs to get back on track and return. There can be a departure, but what's the return? Yeah, repent, remember. Remember the mercy and the love of God. Remember your need of the Lord. Remember eternity. Remember what it's going to be like. Not just for here and now, but for your future. I'm open to this altar. Would you come? Say, Lord, search my heart this morning. Search my heart this morning, Lord. Lord, Lord, I want to be up close to you. I don't want to tolerate. I don't want to excuse, Lord, the abandonment, the forsaking, the forgetting, and the falling. Lord, I don't want to just say, well, that's just the way I am, and everybody does it some. I want to say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, bring me into that closeness of proximity to you. Bring me into that bond of relationship with you, where pleasing you means more than pleasing any other person on planet Earth. Lord, renewing the will of God means more than pleasing myself. Lord, that the love for you, Lord, means more than the love for the the appeals and the allurements and the enticements of a world that's competing for my attention and affection. Lord, today I settle it in my heart. I will love you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind, with all of my strength. Lord, I devote my life. Lord, forgive me where I've not loved you with all of it. Lord, forgive me where I've not loved you with all of my heart. And may you grant grace here today, Lord. Move on every heart and soul this morning. Reveal yourself in your fullness and your blessing, I pray. Hallelujah. Let the grace of God be poured out in the hearts of your people. Reaching for it.